take their money, the governments of those colonies, to take their money and use them to support religious schools. 12 of the 13 colonies did that. So when they came together to write the Constitution of the United States, they weren't going to address that because they thought it was okay. They hadn't realized at that point that that was a contradiction of separation of church and state. And there was one colony that had came to that understanding, and their representatives came to the Constitutional Convention when they were writing the Constitution and said, no, this is wrong. To use government money to support a religious institution is a denial of the separation of church and state. So they had an argument about it, a big debate. And you know what happened? That one colony prevailed. And they all agreed that it was a denial of separation of church and state to allow parochial school funding. And the reason that I'm bringing this little point of history in here is because it wasn't something in the Constitution that was just accidentally included into the Constitution not to have parochial school funding. It was an open discussion, an open debate, and a decision that was arrived at by the men that wrote the Constitution that, yes, parochial school funding is a denial of separation of church and state. Are you all with me on what we're discussing here? Because, brothers and sisters, parochial school funding, when you give the definition of what it is also the definition of the image of the beast. It's when secular power is being used to sustain a religious institution. Now, parochial school funding has not existed in the United States up until 1995. And for the first time in the history of the United States, in 1995, there was a ruling that allowed for it in a minor way. And if we have time in this series, we probably won't, we could talk about many of the impacts that the President Ronald Reagan had on end-time Bible prophecy. And one of them was that after he was president, three of his cabinet members decided that they wanted to continue on with his right-wing agenda, and they wanted to continue to push some of these ideas that are supported by the Christian right, and one of them is parochial school funding. So they decided to look over the United States and find a state that they thought would be more susceptible to ultimately accepting the idea of parochial school funding, and they moved to Wisconsin, and they took up residence there, and they formed a political group there, and they began to push the Congress, the state Congress of Wisconsin, to allow for parochial school funding. And it's interesting when you study the history, these are men that were formerly in the cabinet of Ronald Reagan, and when you look at Ronald Reagan, the first man to appoint an ambassador to Rome, the man that forms the secret alliance with the papacy to bring down the Soviet Union in fulfillment of Daniel 11:40, and on.